Oh, you betcha. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Always looking forward to the weekend. Make of it what you will. It's getting kind of cool out there. 884-9910 if you've got something that you'd like to talk about today. And Monica at 991fmtalk.com. If you've got a special event going on this weekend, please feel absolutely free to give us a call. 884-9910. If you live at Lake Tahoe, you got something coming up that I want to tell you about because, well, they're a necessary evil. I hate these things, but in today's society, we cannot live without them. But they are so ugly. So South Lake Tahoe is going to be hosting a forum next week to discuss regulations for a cell tower ordinance. This is big, people, because this is something that you need to have input on. I mean, they want the community's involvement. They want to hear various perspectives so they can be creative and have well thought out set of regulations. That's from Kevin Fabino, Development Services Director. Okay, the city is asking for residents to offer ideas to help in drafting a set of rules for citywide telecommunication facility regulations. What is that? That's those big cell towers. So, this is pretty nice. Thank you to the officials at Lake Tahoe. Not only are they putting the word out ahead of time, because this is on Wednesday, November 20th, so it's next week, this coming Wednesday. It's going to be held from 6 to 8 p.m. 6 to 8 p.m. Can you imagine that? A time for a lot of people to be off of work and to be able to go to this forum and participate and get their voice heard. It's going to be at the Recreation Center on Rufus Allen Boulevard. So if you are in the Lake Tahoe area, if you don't go to this meeting and all of a sudden these regulations come out and you say, whoa, who thought of that? Why would they do this? Well, then you don't have a foot to stand on or a leg to stand on when it comes to complaining. I know not everybody hears about the meetings, but tell your friends. If you heard about the meeting, then tell your friends about it. Also, I feel so bad about this, and I hope law enforcement has gotten help. When I first saw the picture of the trees that were vandalized up at South Lake Tahoe, the city property near Reagan Beach, it happened last weekend. When I first saw the picture, I didn't really think anything about it. I'm like, what a bunch of dumb, you know. I hate vandalism. Vandalism is one of my biggest pet peeves, whether it be graffiti or, you know, scratching something. That is somebody else's property, something that they have worked hard for, whatnot. The city residents, this cost them money to put these trees in, and it looks beautiful. It's taken time for these trees to grow up. I thought it was just spray paint when I first saw the picture. But then I kept seeing the picture. I kept seeing people, you know, send it out, and I'm like, oh, okay. So I finally clicked on it and looked a little bit better. Those trees were actually cut. It's not spray paint. Somebody took the time to literally shave into the meat of these trees in full circles. Now, you can't tell me that somebody didn't see or suspect something happening with these trees. Imagine somebody came along with a knife and just sheared off a big part of your skin. Now, I'm not saying that the trees felt it. I'm not going that far. But that could actually kill these trees. They might have to be removed. What BS is that? Somebody just come along and destroy these trees that somebody has worked so hard to put in, to maintain. They make the area beautiful. Don't stand for things like that. If you know anybody who knows anything, please urge them to come forward and help the South Lake Tahoe police. Because stuff like that, that can't be let go. And for people of you that, you know, oh, they're just trees. No, it's a lot more than that. It's people thinking that they can get away with stuff like that. It's city-owned, South Lake Tahoe, so there you have it. That's your property. Those are your trees. All of the work now that it's going to take to remove those trees or to fix them, bandage them up, and see if they can survive, have the bark come back, that's your money. This might seem like piddly stuff to some people, but again, there is nothing that any city, county, any group that is working with the city or county, there is nothing that these people do that you don't pay for. All of the salaries, all of the extra contractors that have to be hired in, all the extra lawyers that have to be hired in. That's the next thing I have to delve into. And what you want to delve into is look at your city or county and look at all of the lawsuits that they are fighting. Jenny Breckus mentioned one yesterday on the air when she joined me, and I was like, what? I didn't know about that, so I have to look more into that so we can talk about that. Let's go to the phone lines on the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910 and check in with Doug this morning. Hi, Doug. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, good morning. Yes, last night I sent you an email, but I don't know if you received it in regard to the Virginia City Highlands where people are now parking trailers and setting up to live there without going through a septic system and a whole bottle of X. Did you see
the
email?
What time did you send it to me last night?
Oh, it might have been around 10:30 p.m.
Okay, I was still checking my email, so let me double check it.
Yeah.
Would you have sent it to me from Doug?
You might have said Dougie Doogie.
No, Doug, I didn't get anything from you.
Okay, I'm going to send it again. It's a bit lengthy, and it explains the whole thing about the trailer problem that we're seeing.
Okay, yeah, I want you to do that because I've been texting with a friend of mine this morning who lives up in the Virginia Highlands. I know a couple of people that live up there. She says, I did hear a couple years ago of squatters in an empty house, but that was a long time ago. So even the people up in that area don't particularly know that this is going on. So please, it's Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, at 991fmtalk.com. No spaces,
okay,
no dots or anything like that.
I sent it to Monica J. That's a problem. So not Monica.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Because I've been looking for that since you called in last time, Doug. I've been looking for that email. Thanks for the call, Doug. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. wherever you're at, Story, Lyon, Churchill, you know, got a special guest from Lyon County coming in next week, and some big news. And every county has their issues. Every city has their problems. But as Jan called in the last hour, well, what do? You get involved. You get involved. Go to a city council meeting. Go to a supervisor's meeting. Go to a commissioner's meeting. You don't have to go for the whole thing. Trust me, the meeting times are horrible for the public. But you have public comment. Listen to other people. See what they do. Watch it on the video stream if you can. If you can't, then start getting with organizations like QOL, Quality of Life Reno. Start your own organization. If you are retired and you have more time on your hands, that's what Jeff Church did here in Washoe County. He's a retired law enforcement officer. He started Reno Tax Revolt. And that's how he spends his money now, is trying to inform and educate the public on what city leaders are doing. I would have never known about the BID if it weren't for, you know, people getting involved. That's what you have to do. Whatever city or county you live in, you have to be involved. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Darrellyn. Hi, Darrellyn.
Well, hello. Hey, I didn't catch the whole entire thing. However, I work for the Forest Service. And if that tree, the trees are girthed down to, if just the bark is just scraped, that's one thing. But if it goes down to the tree, then they're dead.
Oh,
that
sucks. It does.
You could call the Forest Service, and they'll give you all the information you need, tell you, you know, look for this, look for that, whatever. So I just thought I'd throw that my 2 cents in.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. I appreciate that. I know some horticulturists and stuff out there, but these trees along Reagan Beach and South Lake Tahoe, they were so beautiful and they were vandalized. You know, people just came along and, yeah, they got down into the meat of the tree. So that's horrible news. But
yeah.
Darrellyn, thank you so much for calling with that information. That's awesome. I appreciate that so much. 884-9910. You know what? It's not just to speak your grievances. Please educate me as well. I will never say, well, I think I did as a teenager. I'm pretty sure I told my mom I was right about everything. I'll let her vouch for that. But I will not say that I know everything about everything. That's why I need your help. And that's why I say this is your live and local FM talk show. 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk as well. We'll be right back. KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk and KSVL 92.3 FM Talk in Yerington and Smith Valley. I don't care if you go to liquor store, have yourself a drink this weekend, that's fine. Just don't drink and drive. Let your friends do that. Hey, I want to tell you about a couple of things that are going on this weekend, and I hope you participate. Because when you add a little something to somebody's fundraiser or whatever, it makes a big difference for your community. So whatever community that you live in. And you know, first up, I'm always going to talk about the animals. The Animal Rescue Relay Struts for Mutts first annual doggy show is happening at the Carson Valley Inn, one of my favorite places, this weekend. Okay, tomorrow, Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., you can join them for a live or silent auction, a doggy fashion show. You know the dogs love it. I love seeing a dog in fashion as well. Got the sweaters, got the costumes. Plus, there's going to be, yes, let them out. They're going to be at the Carson Valley Inn, and you are going to have some live kicking music by Apathetic. So check it out. You can log on. You can log on to their Facebook page, Animal Rescue Relay. It's that easy. AnimalRescueRelay.org. You can buy tickets still there. There's going to be local wine, swag bags, special seating. But not only are you supporting the animals, but you're supporting a local charitable organization. And that's what I will always support before I give to the big guys. Big guys, big administration, going to pay big salaries. Go for the volunteer organizations. Go for the local organizations. Fish. Thank you to everybody who brought out anything, whether it be money, turkeys, Big John getting us started with well over 100 turkeys, Brad and Monica bringing down from Reno over 30 turkeys and a lot of money to go with it and other stuff. Whether you even just dropped off one box of stuffing, thank you. All went to friends in service helping, and we got to keep going. We only collected 513 turkeys. We need 1,000 by the end of the year, so please make your donations. And make your donations to organizations you know about, like Fish. Organizations that you know are giving that hand up, not that hand out. Organizations that don't deal with the federal government, like Fish, like the Veterans Guest House here in Reno, like Shakespeare Animal Fund. You know, once you get the government involved, that should tell you something right there. Once you get the government involved, it just goes to hell. Because they think they know how your money should be spent, and they put regulations on it. I trust Jim and the volunteers and the team at Fish to do what is right for the people of Northern Nevada, for the people of our communities. They don't need a bunch of bureaucratic red tape. I trust Noreen Leary to make the right decisions through her and the board for the Veterans Guest House to help veterans. Like I said, local organizations for first. Animal Rescue Relay, Struts for Mutts, first annual doggy show, Saturday, tomorrow, 5 to 10 at the Carson Valley Inn. Something else that is coming up and happening, just wanted to let you know about this. We are a nation rich with cultures. Rich. And this is what we embrace. The left is, rather than being actually diversified and being involved with others, they scream cultural appropriation. First you scream diversity, and then you scream cultural appropriation when you even wear a costume or you try to be involved. The first annual Indigenous Peoples Heritage Day is scheduled at the Carson City Children's Museum, November 16th. I don't care how you feel about Columbus Day or anything like that. You need to know that this country is rich with Native American history. Go, embrace it, enjoy it. The music, the dancing, the love of earth and spirit. When you keep yourself unto yourself and you don't enjoy the world around you, that's a sad life. That's a sad life. Embrace everything that's going on in your community. And we got a lot of it out there. And I am so happy for that. That's why I try to fight for you. We don't all agree on the same things. Just like what happened Wednesday night for Carson Valley Meats. They were denied their special use permit to try and start up a processing facility at a location that they had. But you know what? Don't stop there, because other people are coming forward in the community and saying, you know what? This might actually be a better property over here for it, just, you know, away from the water, away from the aquifers, away from, you know, a possibility of flooding. Work together to come up with solutions. All right. We are the home of Fox News on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and KSVL 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley. We'll go to the phone lines if Ken can stay on, but right now we've got a Fox News update. Yes, it's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show for all of Northern Nevada from 10 to noon every weekday. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ken this morning. Hi, Ken. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, I'd like to talk about rent control.
Okay. And yeah, what area do you live in?
Lake Tahoe. This is a very bad conversation to have up here, but I think it needs to be looked at. Only because of the limited income of the people here and the raising of rents by the either homeowners or by people that have apartment complexes up here. When you start taking and going beyond the minimum, median, 30% income that an individual or a couple makes up here, it makes it kind of hard to take and live up here comfortably. I mean, when you have rents of $950 to $1,200 to $1,400 for a one-bedroom apartment, and you're on limited income, or you're on average income making $400 to, say, $800 every 2 weeks, it makes it kind of hard to take and live.
Yeah, and then you have a presidential candidate over there in, Glenbrook, you know, that says he's a man of the people, yet he doesn't want anything like that.
They're not men of people. You know, what they're looking at is taking and getting as much as they can for themselves. The TRPA and all up here are all looking that way. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the problem. The affordable rents and homelessness are probably the two most uncomfortable topics that there are out there, because of the fact you want to embrace capitalism. You want to, if somebody owns an apartment complex, that's fine. You know, they can charge what they want. It's people just wanting money, because, Ken, they don't care about you. They don't care about the people who don't have those incomes to be able to support living in a place like Lake Tahoe. They would rather see you move someplace cheaper and then drive however far you need to drive to go to work or to live your life, because it's all about making money. But then you have your compassionate side that says, you know, people should be able to go someplace, but as a government, you can't put restrictions on private property owners and say, you've got to give money to the people. What our government needs to do is come up with some kind of credit, come up with more HUD dollars for low-income people and help them that way. And it's like nobody's interested in doing it.
Well, right now the HUD is out of money. You have a year wait.
Yeah.
And I was even hearing in San Diego, they have a 9-year wait to get on HUD. And there's no money there.
Well, that's because HUD is out of money because the Obama administration had this huge flux of refugees from other countries that they wanted to take care of, first and foremost, above American citizens. And it is the
Very
same
true.
Thing with illegals. you know, Trump did a great thing by signing that ordinance that, you know, no more. Illegals don't get the housing benefits before American citizens. So
very true.
We need
very
to get.
True. I think it was one of the best things that ever happened.
Yeah, we need to get more money into HUD and less money to, I'm sorry, the State Department. You know, these ambassadors that think that they have the control over other countries and they make deals and they're above the president of the United States. Money that is going to these other countries for their loyalty, which they're not loyal to us, needs to be cut in half immediately, and that money go into programs for the American people. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's ridiculous.
A lot of this money that's being spent out there that could be used for such things as housing and things like that is being abused not only by the system, but by individuals, by congressmen, state senators, and all that, and put into their pockets as money for advancing their career. Basically, as well as
they would
things.
Rather take they would rather take charitable contributions to their campaign rather than turn around and tell a developer, you know what, why don't you keep that money and build some affordable housing for people that, you know, but still, you have to have that owner. You have to have that person who is going to maintain everything.
Well, we had a complex up here that was being built over there next to the village, and that was supposed to be affordable housing. It turned around that they're selling them for $1 million a piece. Well, the reason is why should they take and build affordable housing for a minimal amount of money when they can take and turn around and spend it and get the return of $1 million a pump on it, it's not worth it to them to take and build affordable housing.
And right, but that's up to the cities and the counties to hold those developers accountable and either, you know, fine the hell out of them, make them sign contracts that say this is what it's going to be used for. And if they break that contract, you know, they lose the property. This whole backwards, the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency.
Yeah, the TRPA turns around. And these people, they're not held accountable for that, or they are in cahoots sometimes. That's the way I believe. I've gone out there and counted on the TRPA desk because they're close to where I'm at. And I've been to their meetings. These people have no idea what they're doing. They don't even know how to take and have money available for their transportation system. I've sit in on their budget meetings. These people are not—they're not elected by us. They're given their positions by others, appointed positions.
Yeah.
So we, as people in Tahoe, have no rights as a community to hold them accountable for anything. And it makes the city is not involved. They override the city and what goes on here. It's like we're in a different country.
And unfortunately, you have a lot
to itself.
You've got a lot of money floating around that area, and we're so far gone. But you have to be more involved in the elections and the people who get elected and appoint these other people. You have to get them hold them accountable. I'm a transplant from California, and I tell you, I've been here for 30 years now, and I have never heard one positive thing about the TRPA. Not one positive thing.
Well,
unless they work for the TRPA, then they're all positive.
Yeah. My family came to California in 1848. And so I'm a long, long generation past for California, but I'll never go back there. I'll never go back to California and live. It has gone, it's so corrupt now. In the state,
well,
city, federal.
Unfortunately,
government
Ken, I hate to tell you this, but you live right there on the border with a lot of money that is coming from California that are affording those people that lifestyle. You know, all those big mansions and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, heaven help us. We want to be capitalistic, and you can make as much money as you want, but the little guy has to be taken care of as well. So, Ken, thank you so much for the call and bringing more attention to Lake Tahoe because, I don't understand how the casinos can't get involved as well because all of those people who need that $600 or $400 rent, I mean, even $900 to $1,200 is high. In most areas of the country, I'm talking like 80% of the country, that is a house payment. But unfortunately, we live in high rent, high cost of housing because we are tourist industries and people love to move here with that California money, buying stuff up. But we have to give developers, builders, some sort of incentive to keep their word, to build just basic housing, apartment complex, whatever. People who want a home that they can just be safe and secure in, they don't care about granite countertops. They don't care about stainless steel appliances. They want four walls and a roof, sanitary conditions, some space that they can call their own and just be, have their things. Where are the developers and the people that scream, you know, where are all these rich people that are such philanthropists that fly around in their private jets and scream climate crisis when there is none, that can't actually use their money to help people? It's beyond me. It is actually beyond me. KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show, getting more disgusted with elected and appointed representatives every single day. It's 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be back after this. Thanks for listening. KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk, also being heard on KSVL 92.3 in Smith and Mason Valley. But that talk line's the same, 884-9910. We have to look at history, even just our recent history. Okay, so I'm Googling some things and zippying some things and duck-duck-going some things here and going back. And, you know, the archives of the Reno Gazette Journal, pretty damn nice to have around. It's always the archives you have to go back into. So Ann Jeanette Damon, good journalist, on some issues. This is an article about the burgeoning homeless population. The Reno City Council is doing its best to stay focused on how to help the burgeoning homeless population. Do you remember the tiny houses that Jarden was help pushing? The goal was to raise $100,000, but ideally $250,000 total. The City and Volunteers of America, which run the current shelter, it was full 2 years ago, still full, overflow shelters full. Donations for those tiny houses will go to VOA of Northern Nevada. How much did the Pennington Foundation donate to the police department to refurbish that for the city? Okay. Just looking for a little thing here. Right now, city ordinance allows for only one shelter in Reno. It would have to change the law. County will have to change the law if we want to do more than that. Have those laws been changed? Do we still not have an increasing homeless situation? Vagrancy situation? Still the same people in charge. Well, except for the last election in 18. Wow. Take a look at what they're not doing with your money. And then ask yourself why you still have to be asked to cough up more. It's the organizations like Catholic Charities, Northern Nevada Catholic Charities. They do an awesome job in helping those with chronic vagrancy, homelessness, because they do the job and don't have the strings attached. Be involved. Hold the elected representatives responsible. That was just an article from 2017. I can guarantee you we can go further back from that, and it just shows that nothing is being done. All right, let me rephrase that. Things are being done, but not the right things. Just like the veterans' home down in Las Vegas. Oh, we brought in these architects. The building's so beautiful. Look at all this artwork that we did. Can't house the number of veterans that need the help. We build everything too small, and then we scream, we need more. Oh, I'm sorry. They build everything too small and then scream they need more. Let me give you a cold dose of reality, a kick in the cojones if we go in for the weekend. Whether you like it or not, you are going to have to pay for all of the problems that elected representatives have either created or let go to the point of no return. Sorry to tell you that. You're going to have to sacrifice something. Parks are going to have to be sacrificed. Schools are going to have to be sacrificed. Remember that as we head into our next election. Start researching candidates now. The primary is the most important election there is. Make sure that the right people are running and not the same people that say they're going to fix it. And start asking the right questions of people that are in office who are running for re-election. Have a great weekend. I hope you're safe. I hope you're warm. I hope you're happy. And just have a great weekend. Support a local event. First annual Doggy Dog Show, Mutt Strut down in Carson Valley. Carson Valley Inn tomorrow, 5 until 10. Great music, auction items, bid on stuff. Whatever event you go to, know that you are helping the community. I like to go and buy silent auction items as Christmas presents or be able to re-gift things. So keep that in mind when you're looking at stuff. Start doing your Christmas shopping at charitable events. And just as I told Jan in the first hour, be involved. And be involved with the people who want to make a difference and who are tired of this but can't shout it from the rooftops like I do. Be a part of the Republican Party. Wherever you're at, Carson City, Lyon, there are Republican groups out there. Be involved. Nevada GOP, we have got to take this state back and get it out of the hands of Democrats, or we're all going to be leaving. Love you. Have a great weekend.